it's a wonderful Monday afternoon, and what makes it even better is that it's just in time for us to get our dose of pearls of wisdom for today. And of course, back with us to give us exactly that is Dr. Paul Coupe. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Z. Yes.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
This is our lucky time.
The past 2 weeks have been very, very powerful. Like I keep saying, a necessary word for the body of Christ, for the believer. And especially even, you know, an encouraging word for somebody that is finding themselves in that season where they were just like, am I forsaken by God?
Yeah.
Does he hate me? Is he punishing me? What's going on? Because sometimes we ask ourselves those questions. We feel those emotions when we find ourselves in the wilderness. And so it's so comforting to hear this word that really affirms to say, no, God has not left you.
Yeah.
In fact, you'll see him in that time.
Absolutely.
And, so we've been talking about the wilderness.
Yeah.
And today we wrap up the conversation.
Yeah. And I think I do also, when talking about the wilderness, you know, we've been talking about how it's a place of, it can be a solitary place, a place of isolation, looks like you're isolated. All those sometimes are indicative of you going through a wilderness experience.
Yeah.
But we also talked about the positive side and around, you know, the benefits that one can derive from wilderness. And we've been talking about Jesus and Moses, for instance, as an example, Elijah, you know, every prophet, every great person, every great man and woman of God has been through wilderness experience. And as we said, it will be recurrent. And so don't expect just one Smolonyana wilderness experience. They're going to be there time and time again. And that's why we need to learn to, how do we respond to them?
Yes.
And how do we get to a place of maturity where we actually can embrace them?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see them as our enemy, but we now see them spiritually with a spiritual eye to say, here comes a growth period time.
Yeah.
You know, they say that when we grow, when you're young, they say you have growth spurts. And what I'm told medically is that sometimes those growing pains, in fact, they refer to them as growing pains. That's where, so sometimes your bones, you literally can feel aching in children, the bones, because the bones are being stretched and they're painful, but they're necessary for growth, those growing pains. So wilderness is a growing pain. It's not necessarily a pleasant experience, but it's necessary for our growth. So yeah, so that's very important. The other thing I want to say about wilderness and going back to Moses again.
Yeah.
Remember, we talked about how Moses was in Egypt living large. He was living the large life. Yes. Go, Mosey. Go, Mosey. You living large. You eating large. You dress large.
Comfortable.
You just living the best life, as they say in Spanish, living la vida loca. He was, Moses was living la vida loca.
Yeah.
And then, Nuchal. Out of nowhere, out of the blue, here comes wilderness.
Sure.
So that may be you out there.
Yeah.
Maybe you were living la vida loca, you know, and and I'm living large and I'm getting lots of money. And then you find yourself in a financial wilderness.
Sure.
Whereby COVID could have been introduced by COVID.
Yep.
And the business that was sending you on vacations, vacays, you were going to vacays in Malta and Maldives. You know, and all those places which we see in the magazines and have yet to go visit. But you were, you know, maybe living like that.
Yeah.
And then, sad to say, you know, maybe COVID came or something else came, you know, and it's not you having living in a financial wilderness or maybe it's a marital wilderness. You know, your marriage, which used to be honeymoon, you and your honey bun, you know, it was just ice cream and cookies marriage. Yeah. And now you're going through a marital wilderness. So, yes, I want you to know that, be encouraged, because it is an opportunity for you to actually go to a higher level.
That's right.
And a higher dimension. So there are opportunities for you to learn to say what not to do in your marriage. Maybe I've been doing certain things.
Yes.
And the other thing about wilderness, it can also cleanse you. So this is what happened with Moses. This is what happened to Moses. Remember, he's living large as an Egyptian, but he's not an Egyptian. That's the thing. He's not as an Egyptian. So he's kind of living a fake life.
Sure.
He's living a fake life. So now, for him to fulfill his real purpose, his genuine mandate, he needs to be cleansed of everything that is counterfeit. And the wilderness knows how to do that really well. The wilderness is good at doing that. It will cleanse you real quick. It's a detox center.
So important.
Wilderness. You're out there on retreat and all those little habits, maybe weaknesses that we have.
Yeah.
They will come out. Those little selfishness.
Yes.
Those little greed moments. There's nothing that will cleanse you better and detox you better.
All the pride. Of wrong habits. I've arrived.
Hey,
I'm better than everyone.
Hey, girl. In
my
the
life
wilderness.
Is perfect.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the wilderness where there are no servants to wait on you, Moses.
Sure.
Like you were being waited on and eating ama figs and somebody was feeding you with dates. Mm. Now you got to look for the dates yourself. You got to find them. You got to cook them yourself and you got to feed yourself.
Yeah, it gets real.
It gets real. It'll get rid of those weaknesses and those character flaws and those character traits that are not going to, you know, do us well in our journey. So also see the wilderness period as that, to say and ask God and say, Lord, I know for me, I've had those, you know, experiences I shared last time. About how, you know, I was living large, big jobs, lots of money, etc. Guess what, Z? If you had asked me during that time if I was a prideful person, I'd have said, no, you know, no, not me. You know, not me. I love people. And, you know, but I didn't know that I actually was harboring a lot of pride.
Mm.
And it hit me one day. Because remember, I'm earning a lot of money, US dollar, working for, you know, UN, etc. I'm having that very special black card that's written private wealth on it, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm jobless, no salary. And I remember at one point in, you know, a couple of years after I left my job, I remember I used to go out. And, you know, we take people for dinners and stuff. I'd be the one who'd be pulling that black card out and just, no, I'll cover the bill. I got it. I will settle it. It's on me. It's on me, everybody. Eat as much as you want. Yeah. You know, dessert. You can take dessert. And
yeah.
Okay, are you sure you're full? Have another cappuccino. You know? that was me. Have another one. You know, never would allow anybody to pay. My little black card written private wealth on it. Mm. That was me. I remember
money ain't a thing.
One day I remember to show you that how full of pride I was. Mm. One day I remember the card machine said declined. And I got so upset. And I said, my card will never be declined.
Yeah. Mm,
that's the levels. Pride. Yes. My pride. I said, try. It's your machine. Your machine is faulty because not me now. I'm the black card lady. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so yeah, they tried it again. But anyway, it got to a point where I remember now no working, no job, no salary.
Sure.
And coming to a point where I wanted to buy a very small item from Game, Nuchal. Mm. Not even a big shop. Yeah. From Game. And I think it was a television bracket. And it was just a few hundred rands. It wasn't a lot of money.
Sure.
Now, this is the girl who used to buy dresses no matter how many, whatever. Thousands and just kind of, and not even look at the price. Mm. I would find the price out after the card's been swiped. Oh, that dress was so many thousands. Okay. Mm. Now I'm not working, no salary. I remember one day praying at the till of Game because I wasn't even sure that bracket, which was just a few hundred rands, whether I had enough money in the account. And I remember praying and saying, God, please don't embarrass me. Don't shame me. I hope I have enough. Don't let me not be embarrassed. That's so God was removing pride from me. Very, very painful. And he was removing excess, the love of excess, buying things that I didn't need just because I could. Guess what? Now I don't buy them dresses, girl. Even though, you know, I'm not saying that I can't.
Yeah.
God is.
You've grown wiser.
I've grown wiser because now God has taught me to care about others more. We have projects. We have school children we're subsidizing in different nations. In Malawi, we're paying their school fees. So sometimes when I think of buying a dress for 2,000-3,000, I think how many children it will send to school in Buluzi. Mm. Buluzi school. I'm like, yay! You can buy an equally nice dress for one quarter of that price and save that money and spend three. So that's how I think now. when, you know, so I'm not excessive in my spending. I start calculating, yo, this can feed three school children, etc. Or the widows, our widows project. Well, this can buy a sewing machine in Malawi and we can train so many people. So it was a wilderness time.
It's like a mirror. It shows you your true self.
Exactly.
And then God helps you work through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if I had not gotten into that place of employment, wilderness, and God is the one who told me quit. So Holy Spirit led me into that place. But to deal with my character weaknesses, to deal with my issues of pride, to let me know that there are more important things out there than Pearl's expensive dress or whatever it was, you know, matching brand handbags and stuff.
Sure.
And God still gives me those things and as gifts. People,
but
you know.
But in your heart, they're not
a stronghold.
It's not what defines you now.
It's not a stronghold. Yes. It's not an idol. You know, because that can lead to idolatry.
Yes.
So wilderness is also good for cleansing, sanctifying. And that's why I believe even Jesus, when he was in the wilderness, he was literally fasting for 40 days.
Mm.
It was not just cleansing of the body, the mind, the spirit. And when he came out, he was ready for ministry because he'd undergone an intense detox program. So, in your time of wilderness, allow God to detox you of all those things that don't need to be in your life. Habits, bad practices, bad habits, selfish motives, greediness, wrong agendas. All of those things, you know, just allow God to cleanse and sanctify you. So when you come out of your wilderness, he'll be able to send you on that mandate. You can be like a Moses. Now go to Egypt and do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You can be like Jesus coming out of the desert, out of the wilderness. Now go fulfill the redemption of mankind.
Sure.
Go and talk about the kingdom because you've been totally detoxed. Now go and fulfill your agenda. Some of the agendas God can't send us yet because we're still full of self.
Mm.
Still full of me, myself, and I. And by the way, breaking news, me, myself, and I is not the Trinity.
Lalela.
No, Lalela. It's not Trinity.
Drops mic.
It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. It's not you. Me, myself, and I. Yeah.
Sure, that's powerful. What a wise God we serve. Dr. Pearl.
Amen.
I feel like... Can't you continue about this topic, man?
The wilderness.
It's necessary.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. We'll catch you again, same time, same place next week.
Awesome. Love you guys.